Welcome to episode 442 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agent Donna. Sandals Royal Bahamian, one of the two Sandals resorts in the Bahamas, underwent a $55 million renovation project in 2021. This was the first in a series of milestones commemorating the 40th anniversary year of the Sandals brand. Fellow Outlander travel agent Amy spent some downtime at the resort and is here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. Welcome back, Amy.
Thank you. It feels like I was just here.
I know. So, of all the Sandals resorts, why did you choose Royal Bahamian?
A few reasons. It's very close, right? It's so convenient.
Yep.
So, let's start with the fact that it's only a 30-minute flight out of Miami to get over to Nassau.
Yep.
That was huge. Another reason is because of that big renovation they did, and I needed to see it. I sell enough Sandals that I feel like I need to stay up to date on those. So when there's a big renovation, I need to go see it. So that was my other main reason. And so, I got to go with my husband, and that's one of his favorites because of that private island. So
there's a plus for sure. Mm-hmm. So once you arrived in Nassau, give us a little idea of how the airport air is.
Yeah, the airport is newer. It's beautiful. It's easy to navigate. Sandals is... They have so many Sandals resorts in Jamaica, so a lot of people know those Sandals. And This airport is nothing like Jamaica. It's not as congested. It's easy to get through customs. As soon as you get through customs, you go right across the little driveway. And a Sandals desk, all of the resort desks are right across the street there. You just check in over there at their kiosk, and a driver is there waiting for you within 5 minutes.
So it works similar to all the other airports with the Sandals lounge?
Yes, exactly. Now, there's not an actual sit-down lounge or anything like that. But yeah, you just walk right across the little street. It's a smaller airport. Yeah, it's smaller than the Jamaica one for sure. And the ride over to the resort was maybe 15 minutes. So
nice.
Not far at all.
Yeah, it's really close if you've ever been, George.
It's easy.
No, I haven't been to this one yet. I've been looking at it. Maybe...
It's easy.
Something on the schedule here.
It's funny because since the renovations, I won't say, like, it's one of the smallest Sandals properties.
Yep.
But since they've done the renovations, their prices have gone up a little bit too. And it's harder to get in. I feel like everybody wants to go there all of a sudden. Yeah, I noticed that it's hard to find availability.
And is that you've been there before?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. So I was there, I think that actually the time before this might have been in 2017 or 18. Yeah, before the renovations, and then this time.
Okay. So when you arrived at the resort and you walked into the lobby, what were your impressions?
So I've done it both ways. I was in a luxury room. So Sandals has their three levels.
She's kind of bougie.
This one was not the bougie. I was like not bougie. I did not upgrade my room. And I wish I would have. So I'm used to doing at least club level. They have their luxury rooms, which are entry level, their club level, and their butler level. And I usually upgrade to club. And I said, no, it's okay. I'll be fine with whatever I get. Apparently, I'm not fine with whatever I get. Now I know this about myself. So I did change rooms, and they were really accommodating, and they were perfect. But just a really quick review, like the entry, they're called luxury, but they're the entry level rooms. So you have a main desk that you check in, which is what I did in the lobby, which is still, it's a beautiful lobby, but the concierge has, or the club level has its own lounge for check-in, and butler level has its own lounge for check-in. So I was the main lobby lounge for check-in. And it was fine. It went quickly and everybody was friendly. One big difference between the luxury entry level and the club level is you don't get room service. And I was actually not feeling well for almost a full day on this property, and I could not get room service because we were in a luxury room and not a club level. So my husband had to go out and bring the food in for me. He was my delivery boy.
They don't do hit for a fee.
No room service.
Even, huh?
No, nothing. Wow. So just know that if that's important to you. Normally that's not important to me, but yeah. It was this time. All rooms come with, you know, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, a bottle of rum, I believe, and then a fully stocked fridge with mixers, drinks, Cokes, waters. But a club level, you can just call your club concierge and say, hey, I don't like this Pinot Grigio. Can I get a bottle of Chardonnay? They'll bring that up. And the butler level, you can, ahead before you even go, you can say, I like Sky Vodka, and I like this brand of this, and they have it all waiting for you. So it's just levels of services. The rooms can be overwhelming, but the categories. But there's basically three levels.
And what what actual room category were you in?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, George. I don't remember.
That's okay.
I was entry.
It was a while ago.
It was all entry level.
Okay. But
the run of the house.
It was not back in the garden areas. It was, oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I don't remember. I did not have any balcony or any walkout. And I really realized that I need air, and so that's why I switched my rooms. I needed to have some kind of a balcony that I could just sit out on and get air. But we were next to, actually, so there's actually three pools on this property. One big main pool, and we were next to the other pool, which was not the main pool, but still pretty big. And then there's a kind of a really quiet heated pool in the back in the gardens. So I will say this is an interesting property. You know, all the sandals are so completely different. Even though they're all owned by the same company, it's not like a Hilton cookie cutter. They're all different. And this one's really interesting because you have two buildings that are on the beachfront side, and that's where the two main pools are. There's a swim-out suite area on both of these buildings. But if you walk back in the back, you don't get the ocean view, but these are really unique two-story little like houses. They look like houses. It looks like a neighborhood. There's windy sidewalks throughout, gardens that are beautiful, and these two-story houses, some have private pools in the back or just sitting areas or just a pool that you can share between. They're two levels, so I feel like it's two bedrooms, two separate couples, like they're divided. And then there's also a private pool in the very back for that anybody can go to, but it's always quiet and a hot tub. Yeah, and that's really interesting to walk through. That's a neat area. So don't feel like if you're not getting an ocean view here that you're not going to have a beautiful view, because the gardens are beautiful too. It's quiet back there.
That's one thing about sandals. I think they do horticulture probably better than most every other resort.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. So they really do take the time. Yeah. And they'll have a gardener. They have a gardener there that will give you a tour if you ever want it.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can ask for that. Well, I know they do that in the Jamaica resorts. I'm assuming they do it everywhere. I think Sandy taught me that one.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely have to keep that in mind.
So one of the things that with the renovations, in case you were going to ask me, they added a swim-up suite, it's like a lazy river. Swim-up rooms, beachfront, to one of the buildings. And that was beautiful because if you get that room category on the first floor and you're swimming out of your room, you're also getting the beach view and the views of the sunsets at night. And this resort also is really unique because it's one of two St. Louis properties that has the private island. You take a ferry over, and it starts at like 10 a.m. I think it runs every 30 minutes. And the last one back to the mainland is at 4. So the private island closes at 4 or 4:30 at night. But it does have a swimming pool, a swim-up pool bar, a standalone bar, a restaurant, a hot tub. And then off on the side of the island, there's hammocks, and there's a beach back there too. And they have snorkeling there. So it's really neat.
I think that other category is called East Bay Beachfront Swim Up Butler Suite.
That's probably it.
And it looks like it. It's like an infinity edge pool runs all the way around the front of the building.
That's it. And East Bay is where my room was, my first room. But I was up higher.
Yeah.
I didn't get the swim out or a butler.
So are the renovated rooms pretty similar to the other sandals with the you know, dark mahoganies and
The dark mahogany is gone from this building, and you've got the backlit mirrors and the rain showers. Oh. Everything is much newer. Yeah, nice. They also, if you've been at the Sandals here in Nassau before the renovations, they used to have all of their entertainment in a building with a stage. That whole building is gone, which left this whole middle section of the resort open, which is now where they do the entertainment outside. There's a little like a little DJ area, a lot of sand and a lot of chairs. It's like a big, huge, sandy living room. There's beautiful blue chairs and cushions, and there's also an outdoor open bar that overlooks the ocean that's out there. And that's where they do their entertainment at night, silent disco or dance party or the saxophone player. Also out in this little square are two food trucks. One is like a coffee truck that sells crepes and donuts, or not even sells, it's part of it, sorry. They offer crepes, coffees, donuts, sweet stuff. And the other one offers like fish tacos, like just something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really neat area. That's just kind of your gathering place if you're staying on the mainland.
So I think one of the things Sandals is known for is their, usually their high-end enormous pools. And how's the pool and beach situation here?
So the beach is better on the island, for sure, on the back end of the island. Yeah, that's a huge selling point for me, is that private island on the back side of it is just the clearest water, the powdery white sand. It's so quiet over there. I snorkel every time I go. One time we saw turtles swimming back there and lobsters. This time I didn't see so much. But it's really clear water. The back beach is much better than the front island beach. Now, if you're on the mainland, it's still the powdery sand and it's still the clear water, but it's just not as, I just like the beach better on the private island. The pools, the one main pool has a swim-up pool bar, and that's where all your action is during the day, the music, the games. And it's not the biggest pool. Like, some of the Sandals resorts have huge main pools.
Yeah.
This one is not huge. It's big. It's big. But then the other one outside of the East Bay building where I was is pretty big too, but it doesn't have all the music and the swim-up bar.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where a lot of the action is, that main pool bar.
Sandals also does, one of the great things about Sandals is it includes diving.
Yes, you're a diver, aren't you?
Yes, and so that's a huge, I mean, if you want to do a dive trip and you want to dive every single day, Sandals is actually a huge value because it's included in all the all-inclusive. And anybody who's looked at going diving every single day and stay at a resort and pay for all the meals and do all the drinks and everything, it's a huge value.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Donna, but I believe that Sandals will do either 45 or 90 foot dives, and they have someone that goes with you. They have their own
dive boat.
Yes, they
always have a guide. They have a guide, and they will go with you. And it depends on your certification, actually, what you get to do. If you're just an open water diver, your limit is 90 feet. You can't go past that. If you've got a higher certification, you can go deeper depending on the location that you're at.
And I think they do night dives too.
Very rarely. That's one of those things that they don't do very often because they have to have a few people that sign up, and usually there's maybe one, maybe two people that want to do a night dive.
Okay.
And they've got to have the staff and everything. So it's rare that it happens, but it does happen.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yep.
And how was the evening entertainment?
It was great. I had so much fun. I was with my husband, and he's not the most... He's fun, but he's not a dancer, I wouldn't say. He doesn't, like, say, let's go dancing. That's me. But we did the silent disco one night, which is so much fun. He actually really enjoyed that. And then other nights there were entertainment. There were dancers for us, like, just different dancers. Themes and... One night there was a saxophone player that was really good. He was kind of a comedian saxophone player. He was great. And one night was just a DJ, just music, like the 80s music, and then different themed music, and that was fun. Even if we weren't dancing it, we were watching, and that was fun. And that's all in that big square area. It is just like that's the gathering spot. And I think it's a great renovation for that property, too. All outside.
They do things like beach volleyball and that kind of stuff, too?
Yet they, oh, beach volleyball. I did see pool volleyball. Honestly, we went to that private island every day and stayed there all day. So I can't, I should have, I don't know if there was back on shore. There was not back on the back island. And more of the party crowd for that back island is at that pool bar. We were off to the side of the back where it was a lot quieter, the hammocks were. So that was kind of our vibe while we were there.
That sounds good.
That's my kind of vibe.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
And
it was,
how about off-site excursions? Did you do any this time?
You know, I was only, I think we were only there 4 nights. No, we did not do anything offshore. We snorkeled from the resort. I will say, just, Nassau's not my favorite island, Caribbean island to go visit. I mean, Donna, I think you did, didn't you do one of the, was it, what was the house? What was it you did in Nassau? Didn't you do a tour there? The gray house?
Yes, I went to the gray...
Cliff, Gray Cliff House? Or
Gray Cliff, something? Yes, the Gray Cliff Hotel.
That's right.
They have a chocolatier inside.
That's right, that's
what
I remember.
And you can do, there's a chocolate tour that you can do, and you get to actually make your own chocolate bars.
So maybe
and add
I would have been interested.
Your nuts and raisins and all sorts of coconuts and whatever you want to add to make your own chocolate bar. And of course, they have dark chocolate, white chocolate, and milk chocolate, so you can sit there and make that. The other thing is I highly recommend going to the bar. The bar.
Oh, at the Great Cliff? Okay,
they
I think
make
I remember you
some of the
this.
Most outrageously good cocktails I think I've ever had. They
so
are
just
amazingly good.
Yeah, I did not leave the resort. I was lazy the whole 4 night.
That's okay. Like, yeah, that's okay. You're allowed to be when you're on vacation.
Right? Now, I could have done paddleboarding included. I could have done the snorkel trips, which are also included. I brought my own snorkel stuff and just did that on the back island. But they include paddleboarding, snorkeling, sailing.
But yeah, I think they do have shuttles into town, though, if you want to go into town.
They probably do. I didn't even ask.
I think a lot of people look at sandals and they think, wow, that's really expensive. But I think if you break it down with snorkeling's included, diving's included if you're a diver.
Golf,
and
a
the
lot
quality,
of time is included.
Yeah.
Yep, and the quality of stuff like that you almost take for granted, like coffee. Now, my wife and I drink a lot of coffee. And when we go to Mexico and the Dominican, we bring our own coffee with us because I don't know how countries that grow their own coffee can have such terrible coffee. But
isn't that funny?
We bring bags of our coffee down there.
Interesting.
Yeah, whereas I know Sandals uses Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee in all their resorts.
It's always good. Yeah, people bring that coffee home with them.
Yeah.
And they sell it, yeah.
Yep.
It is good.
So we drink it in our house.
Yep, and their quality of wines are much better because nobody ever loves the house wine at almost any resort, but not at Sandals. Apparently,
right, and
it's
they do
really
have,
good there.
They have brand name liquors too. Like, I mean, I'm not
Sandals
a big liquor drinker.
Sandals is also synonymous with service.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things that really sets that particular resort chain apart from everybody else.
I agree. If you want an all-inclusive Sandals
with
is,
somebody to basically bring you a drink whenever you want it and wait on you hand and foot, Sandals is the way to go.
And get a butler.
So, put you a little bit on the spot here, but if you had a client that said, hey, I want to go to a Sandals resort, what would their wants or needs be that would make you recommend Royal Bahamian over another Sandals resort?
Oh, that's so funny, George. I actually had a client today that we were going back and forth on probably 6 different Sandals, and I was giving her the rundown on each one, trying to figure out where she would fit in. So I would say this Sandals has a lot of nighttime activity. There's a lot of action, but it's not like Ocho Rios party atmosphere, honestly, but there is a lot of action if you want it at nighttime. It's a smaller resort. So if you
convenient.
Like the, I like the smaller resorts, but what you won't get all the food options like you would at some of these bigger ones. The bigger Sandals have more food options. They added a couple of my favorites. They have soy here for sushi. They've got the teppanyaki. They've got Italian. They've got pizza.
The pizza French. By the pool is very good.
So they, you know what though, they don't have that brick oven pizza that some of the other ones do, but they do have pizza in their Italian that you can get at lunch, and you just bring that out.
Okay.
So there's give and take. So it's a smaller resort. The private island is a big one. If you just love that serene ocean, just vibe, quiet, go to the private island every day. That's what we did. And yes, there will be a long line for that first ferry over every day. There's always a long line. Just don't try to get in it. We never did. We went to the second or third ferry over. We always found a chair. We never had a problem. And we stayed there all day until the last ferry back to the island, to the mainland. Let's see, what else about this resort?
What about the food over there? Because we went in an off time, and the restaurant wasn't open when we were there. Because you're over there all day.
Oh, the island. Oh, yeah. So, yes. So we would eat breakfast on the mainland every day. And by the way, at the resort, they do have a buffet breakfast, which all the sandals do, and they also had an a la carte. In my personal opinion, I thought the a la carte was much better. You do have a little bit more waiting, but I really liked the a la carte options, and the food was better to me than the buffet one. So we would eat breakfast on the mainland, take the ferry over, and spend an hour or two on the beach, and then go eat at the restaurant. Every day, I ate at the restaurant. And I got the same thing a lot. My husband, they had Red Snapper was their special. My husband got a lot also. It was really good. He liked that. Like I said, I'm not a seafood eater, mostly. But I was able to find, they have a great salad that I would put chicken on. And I had that almost every day. And some other appetizer things. But yeah, that is the only option out there. So that's lunch. And then you have to go back and leave by 4 or 4:30. So then you're back on the mainland, you shower or whatever before you go to dinner.
So, and I can't remember if I saw this in any other sandals, but is there a casino on site?
No, there's not. If you want to go to a casino, you can go down the road a bit.
To Baja Mar.
Baja, yeah, Baja Mar has the casino. And that's only maybe 5 or 10 minutes away.
Oh, right, that's easy enough. Yeah. How about Atlantis? Do they have a big casino out there?
Atlantis does have a casino.
Quite a bit. That's probably a 30-minute drive.
It is, because on Paradise Island. Okay. You can see Atlantis from this resort, and it is pretty far.
Okay, I thought they were fairly close. All right, so you're done. You're getting ready to leave. I noticed that the Bahamas actually is a USA pre-clearance facility for customs.
How cool
so
is
tell
that?
Us how easy that makes it.
So knowing that ahead of time is great when you book your flights. You don't have to worry about getting a 2 or 3 hour layover to come home and get through customs. You're doing all of that in Nassau. So you can get an hour, 40, I'm just playing safe. I'd say an hour. Give yourself an hour in case the flights are delayed. But it's super easy. It's nothing. I mean, it's not at all like going to customs when you arrive back in the U.S. It's really easy doing it there and having it done. So know that before you book your flights. You don't have to have a 2 or 3 hour layover.
Cool. Any last minute thoughts about Sandals Royal Bahamian?
Oh, gosh. Now, see, that's putting me on the spot, George. Any last thoughts? No, I really enjoyed my stay there. I know my husband did. Private Island is a great, great thing about that resort. The ferry over is only like 5 minutes. I can't think of anything else. I loved it.
That sounds good. Okay, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, thanks to Amy for joining us.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yay.
Woo-woo.
On behalf of Donna and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.